This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Putin's war is already hurting American families at the gas pump. I'm going to do everything I can to minimize Putin's price hike here at home.
Inflation is accelerating. These are pre-war numbers as well. You can see just why so many Americans are so sour on the economy. It's because they're paying more for just about everything.
Your grandmother's on a very fixed income.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I understand the Russians are the favorite talking point for Democrats. We spent 4 years under Trump hearing Democrats say Russia, Russia, Russia. And now the Biden White House wants to say all of the disaster of inflation, that's Russia's fault too.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
Unchained and unstoppable.
Your law
you know what? I answered that question. I attended the inauguration of John F. Kennedy. Were any of you alive then? Yeah, I said, Billie Jean King sends you her regards.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to call us here today. You know, I like Jurassic Park. It was a good movie, good book, novel. And I always read the stories about, you know, they're going to try to bring back an extinct species, you know? Especially if I like the species, like a Tasmanian tiger or a woolly mammoth, you know? But now, I just was looking at the internet during the break. They're going to forget mammoths. These scientists are working to resurrect the extinct Christmas Island rat.
That's boring.
A rat?
We've got plenty of those.
I know, exactly. Tasmanian tigers, they have pouches like a kangaroo, and they have stripes like a tiger, and they have a long tail and a weird head. I mean, those are the kind of things you want to bring back. Forget a rat. Ugh. I bet if a rat got run over in, you know, on Christmas Island, it would look about the same as a rat that gets run over in the South End that I see all the time when I'm down there. Good Lord. All right. To each his own, I guess. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Lovey, can you believe how badly that dolt Antony Blinken botched the Poland negotiations? How can he be a product of the Dalton School when his constant failure resembles that of a Deerfield graduate?
I didn't come here to be made sport of. And we're going to get your payroll before October 1st, 2024, I dare say. At least I keep my fingers crossed that now with Senator Sullivan on the job, we'll track it down. What are the odds, even if that they gave it up, they'd tell us the truth? It's going to come in with two guys. You know, one handles the comb and the other guy handles the comb on the weekends, and that'll be it. Two people.
This is Kamala Harris. Why, with our foreign policy brilliance, you too will be able to see a mushroom cloud with your own eyes.
Oh, boy. I don't know. That would be a good poll question. What has been a greater disaster on the Brandon administration's watch, foreign or domestic policy? That would be a tough one to come up with. You know, domestic policy, it hurts us more directly. Foreign policy, down the road, it could be mushroom clouds, as that caller just said. The Chump Line is brought to you by Hart Transportation, now a Bison Transport Company, always offering better pay rates and great benefits with many drivers averaging $100,000 a year. Go to hart-trans.com. That's H-A-R-T-T with two T's, hart-trans.com.
When asked about the Keystone Pipeline,
Kamala Harris said, it's a pipe. It's meant to carry oil, which is bad. It starts in Canada, which is a country, and it ends in Houston, which is a city. In Texas, which is bad.
You could be her speechwriter. You understand that, right? Maybe a little, just a little too complicated for her, but not by much. Just sniff a little glue and you'll be perfect for the job.
You know things are messed up when the commander-in-chief needs to take the Canadian cognitive test and the vice president needs to take a basic IQ test.
I don't think she'd do too well on the Montreal cognitive assessment test either.
$5 a gallon gas, masks on the airplane, bum-infested public transit. Is there a mode of transportation Democrats can't make miserable?
No, they really can't. You know, I remember when Ted Kennedy was running around, and he was involved in it. He had boat accidents, car accidents. He was in a plane crash. And I always said, you know, if I ever saw Ted Kennedy getting on a train that I was getting on, I'd say, hey, you know what? Which way to the Greyhound bus station?
I'm headed up to my Keystone with all this talk about pipelines. They're not oil fields. So at this point, what difference would it make?
Got to remember, Joe Biden is against pipelines, but he's for crack pipes. Maybe we should get Hunter to hire Hunter as a lobbyist for the American consumer. So that we'll give 10% to the big guy if he'll open up the pipelines again, like he was buying crack pipes for all of Hunter's friends.
Mr. President, what are you going to do about the crisis at the southern border? Can't do anything. It's Putin's fault.
A recurring theme in the days and weeks ahead. It's Putin's fault. You know what we need, Taylor, come to think of it? We need some Randy Newman from Good Old Boys. Mr. President, have pity on the working man.
Whenever there's a question Harris can't tackle, it's a guarantee here comes the tackle.
Exactly. Good point. We've taken all that you've given, but it's getting hard to make a living. Mr. President, have pity on the working man.
If we all just don't drive for 2 weeks, we can flatten the gas curve.
Yeah, I know. And if we just wear masks on commercial airliners for another little over a month, everything will be hunky-dory again. It'll be back to normal.
We've taken all you give. It's getting hard to make a living. Mr. President, just pity on working man.
Since that song came out almost 50 years ago now, it's been an appropriate anthem in several administrations, but never more so than now.
Oh, sure. Buy a Tesla. Yeah, that's basically today's version of Learn to Code.
Yeah, someone sent me a price on a fully loaded Tesla, the super model. It's $150,000. So why didn't you think of that, you stupid deplorable? Oh, Randy. Randy was Good Old Boys, a classic.
Ira Bear, I for one am scared of these electric vehicles. How am I supposed to leave the blonde to drown? I mean, dive in repeatedly to save her if I get electrocuted. Ew.
Yeah. Senator Kennedy, what would have happened if Senator Kennedy had been driving instead of an Oldsmobile Delmont, a Tesla that evening on the Dyke Bridge?
I know it may sound funny, the people everywhere running out of money.
Every stanza is better than the last. Or more apropos, I should say. Not better, it's worse than the last.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week it'll be Eastern Daylight Time. But right now, it's Eastern Standard Time, and the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you just like a second chump line with all new messages, we have Chop Chumps. That's where we place the messages that we didn't play just now. Chop Chumps is posted around 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weeknight. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Hart Transportation, now a Bison Transport Company. Always offering better pay rates and great benefits, with many drivers averaging $100,000 a year. Go to Hart-trans.com, HARTT-trans.com. That's HART with two T's, Hart-trans.com.
When asked about the Keystone Pipeline, Kamala Harris said, "It's a pipe. It's meant to carry oil, which is bad. It starts in Canada, which is a country, and it ends in Houston, which is a city, in Texas, which is bad."
Mr. President, have pity on the working man. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. I am paying for this microphone, Mr. President.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Oxford Communique. Subscribe today for just $49 to get monthly stock recommendations, strategies to protect your wealth, and so much more. Subscribe today at onestockretirement.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's the best explanation for inflation? It's transitory, inflation is good, corporate greed, Putin, or Brandon did it?
You know my answer, Brandon did it.
94% say Brandon did it.
In spite of 24/7 Putin, Putin, Putin on the mainstream alt-left deep state-run media. 844-500-4242. Les, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Les.
Hey, Howie. It's a pleasure to speak with you. So my eyes hurt from just watching Brandon talk about on Fox all of the clips regarding doing away with fossil fuels. So I have a different take on it. Where does he think he's going to plug in a B-52? Where is he going to plug in an Abrams tank? Half the United States Navy still relies on
nuclear.
Oil.
Well, nuclear, too. Yeah.
No.
Bette Midler tweeted something out. She had a picture of a windmill, and she said increase in price of wind energy since Ukraine invasion, 0%. And and people were texting back, do you want all of the goods that you need delivered to your house by a windmill powered truck, because you're going to starve to death, Bet.
So the other thing is, where does he think all the lubricants come from? Where does he think plastics come from? I mean, this is just, when he bloviates, there's no rationale. There's no, I'm sorry, there's no science behind what he says, you know, to throw the word science back at him. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I know, exactly. Here's a cut from Peter Ducey with Psaki about blaming Putin for everything. Cut 5.
President's statement blames the Putin price hike. Are you guys just going to start blaming Putin for everything until the midterms?
Well, we've seen the price of gas go up at least 75 cents since President Putin lined up troops on the border of Ukraine.
And last month, the statement didn't mention the Putin price hike. It mentioned inflation because of the pandemic. Why is that?
Well, Peter, last 2 years, there was a global pandemic. Everyone who's a global economists have all agreed that that has been the biggest contributor to date of inflation because of the impact on the supply chain. Obviously, global events impact the economy, the global economy, as well as global inflation. And the price hikes as a result that have escalated over the course of time of President Putin's further invasion of the impact on the global IO markets are, of course, having an impact.
They're having an impact. Somebody did something. Do they all up talk? Are they all Valley Girls? Cut 8.
Just one more about electric vehicles. You guys are pushing electric vehicles today. This is a president who always talks about the power of our example. Mm-hmm. Does he own an electric vehicle?
Presidents of the United States don't do a lot of driving.
He's posted videos where he's revving the engine of his Corvette in Wilmington. He owns cars.
And he also has driven electric vehicles as president, as to give a model to the rest of the country.
Does he own one?
I think the president's record on this is clear, Peter. Presidents of the United States, current and when they are no longer, typically are not doing a lot of driving.
In other words, the answer is no, he doesn't own. Why does he make the beast an electric vehicle? Somebody pointed that out yesterday, a texter or a caller. I agree. I think the beast should run on wind power, like Bette Midler is going to have all of her deliveries made by wind-powered automobiles, and even better, wind-powered tractor trailers, 18-wheelers powered by wind and sun. We'll make all school buses solar powered. No school today, kids. It's a cloudy day.
Maybe we could have boats that have these like sheet things that hang from a big pole in the middle of them. Call them masts and sails.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. And yeah, we could put up little areas on top so that you could look out over the sea. People could climb, one of the crewmen could climb up and you could look and you
call
could see if
there
was
like a nest for a crow. Crow's nest.
Crow's nest.
That's
catchy. And you could make sure, then you could, pirates! On the starboard bow. That would be great. Why didn't we think of that? Or we could have oars. We could power the boats with oars. We could have like row banks of oars. We could call those ships, come up with galleys. Or if there was just one, you know, one set of oars, you could call it a rowboat because you'd be rowing. Why don't we do that? There's a lot of things we could do here, you know. We're not thinking things through. We've got to break our addiction to oil, wind, solar. They've worked so well in Texas a year or two ago, didn't they, in the winter? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Jussie Smollett is being sentenced in Chicago right now for his hate crime hoax. I'm going to say he's not going to get any jail time. I think that's what most people think. You know, I hope I'm wrong. The most he could get, I guess, is 3 years. But I don't think he's going to get anything. Because, as I always say, as Lenny Bruce taught me, in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. By the way, did you see the story today? United Airlines is going to let workers who didn't get the COVID vaccine return to work. What happens to the ones they fired? Didn't they say they were going to fire people? I'm sure some people got fired. Are they going to be allowed to get their jobs back? Are they going to be allowed to file a class action suit that they were fired for what amounts to no reason? Meanwhile, in other COVID news, young students have suffered alarming drops in reading skills during pandemic. Could Dr. Fauci be reached for comment on this? Dr. Birx? Dr. Rochelle Walensky? The COVID-19 pandemic has had a troubling impact on the reading skills of school kids in the youngest grades. A new series of studies indicates that roughly one-third of the youngest school kids are behind on reading benchmarks, appreciably higher than before the pandemic. Black and Hispanic students in kindergarten, first, and second grades have been disproportionately impacted by learning loss, according to a study conducted by Amplify, a curriculum and assessment company.
Howard, do you want to hear Jussie Smollett's grandmother on the stand arguing on his behalf?
Does she say he's a good boy, a very good boy, or is this a real cut?
This is a real cut.
A real cut, okay.
It's an extended version of it. He's a good boy, a very good boy.
And I know in my heart that my son, Jussie's father, would have wanted me to come here to tell you who the real Jussie is. I also have fought against injustice forever, and I feel it's in our DNA. I attribute this to being Jewish and the persecution of my ancestors. The Hebrew words tikkun olam means to repair the world, and that's what I do, and that's what Jussie does. I will end by saying that Jussie is loved and respected by all who know him. And I ask you, the judge, not to send him to prison. If you do, send me along with him, okay? And I thank you for letting me talk. Thank you so much.
So Jussie was fighting against injustice by concocting a phony hate crime and basically blaming it on everybody who voted for Donald Trump? That's fighting against injustice?
Isn't that what Hillary Clinton basically did?
Oh, man. Is there no depth to which these Democrats will not stoop? What about his other grandmother? I think she had something to say, too, didn't she?
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
All right. Illegal aliens in the news before we take some more calls. The illegal Mexican alien who stabbed and hammered his way through a scalloping ship on the high seas off Nantucket in the summer of 2018, leaving one crew member dead, has pleaded guilty to the murder. It took 3.5 years to get him to plead guilty. Want to guess whether he had a public defender or if he paid his own lawyer? That's a rhetorical question, obviously. Franklin Freddy Meave Vasquez, for indeed he has a hyphenated last name, pleaded guilty yesterday in federal court to one count of murder in the second degree, one count of attempted murder, and one count of assault with a dangerous weapon. Before he went crazy, the illegal alien had been picked up by police in Newport News, Virginia, to face a charge of abduction by force, intimidation, or deception. He was released on bond and then placed in immigration proceedings on April 2nd before being released again by ICE enforcement, 3 weeks later on April 23rd. And then he stabbed the fellow crew member multiple times with a long fillet knife. Okay? You want more illegal aliens in the news? Months after a California sheriff got sued for reporting undocumented alien criminals to federal authorities, an illegal alien with a criminal history murdered 4 people in the jurisdiction in Sacramento, California, just days after being released from jail. The Golden State's outrageous sanctuary laws protected 39-year-old Mexican national and career criminal David Mora Rojas from deportation after at least 2 encounters with the law. Last April, less than a year ago, the mother of his 3 young children obtained a restraining order against him after a domestic violence incident. Last month, he was arrested about 115 miles south of Sacramento for driving under the influence, assaulting a police officer, and assaulting medical staff. ICE, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, served a detainer on the jail, but sanctuary laws prohibited Merced County officials from holding him or communicating with ICE about his release. So the illegal alien walked out of jail on a $15,000 bond. 5 days later, the illegal alien career criminal shot his three daughters and a court-ordered chaperone at a Sacramento church before shooting himself. The little girls were 9, 10, and 13 years old. He used an assault-style weapon with no serial number or manufactured markings. Court documents paint a disturbing picture of verbal and physical abuse inflicted by the illegal alien on the mother of his three kids, yet he was allowed to remain in the country illegally. And the sheriff of Sacramento is a guy named Jones. He's been the sheriff for a number of years. And he went to the White House in 2018. He was invited by President Trump to discuss immigration failures. And he said, I described that day California sanctuary state laws as creating spectacular failures all over this state. I was criticized in the Sacramento Bee and elsewhere for that statement, but I defy them now to color this tragic event any other way. In November, last November, he was sued by the ACLU for transferring illegal immigrants convicted of state crimes to federal authorities. And now four people more are dead. Could the ACLU be reached for comment? Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Thanks, Howie. Clearly, it's illegal alien ghost guns. That's the problem. They walk their leg. The guns have the low on the legs. Yeah, right. First, I'd like to ask you an investigative reporter question, but I got to thank you because I've got high blood pressure and I couldn't handle Psaki. Thanks for the cuts. I can't handle the blame buffet every day. So I thank you for doing that for me. My question, because I'm a neophyte when it comes to being an investigative reporter, and you're the pro, is what would happen if Ducey called her on her condescension and her arrogance?
Then it would just be too... They always told us, never yell back at somebody you're interviewing on TV, because then if you just take it, it's just one bodily orifice, her. If you start yelling back at her, then it's two bodily orifices fighting, and you can't win in a situation like that. You always lay back. I don't think he's doing a bad job. People are texting in and saying Ducey's a lousy reporter and he's asking lousy questions. I think he's doing a decent job. You got to keep it simple, you know, because people are just kind of like half paying attention, and they see Peppermint Patty. Jen Psaki with the gasoline-colored hair, and they expect to hear lies. So you don't have to really go out of your way to convince them that she's going to lie. Just ask her a simple question, and she lies, and they think less of her for that. I think he's doing a good job. What do you think?
I think so, too, but is there any highlight? Is there any, like, aha, or even just a guttural, one of those... Because you're the pro, you've.
Yeah, I think he's doing an okay job. Let's play another couple of cuts here. They're not very long. They're talking about temporary. We're back to inflation is temporary here, and she's dusting off that old canard, and testing it out, because she's got to do a whole press conference. She uses all of these lies. Putin, it's good for you. It's temporary. Etc., etc. So here she starts out, it's only temporary. Cut six.
But in terms of prices going up, we do anticipate that gas prices and energy prices will go up. That is something that the president has conveyed very clearly to the American public. We also believe it will be temporary and not long-lasting.
Okay, so Ducey asked the obvious follow-up question. Cut seven.
We just heard you say again that you think inflation is going to be temporary. We've heard you say that it was going to be temporary since last spring. So how long do you guys think temporary is?
Well, again, Peter, I think what we do is we rely on the assessments of the Federal Reserve and of outside economic analysts who give an assessment of how long it will last.
Who are
the
Democrats?
Expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year. There's also no question that when a foreign dictator invades a foreign country, and when that foreign dictator is the head of a country that is the third largest supplier of oil in the world, that is going to have an impact. And it
would it have less of an impact, Peppermint Patty, if we were energy independent like we were so long ago in January of last year? Would the impact be blunted somewhat, do you think? Maybe? 603 says, if Ducey goes after her, he's a sexist. Yeah, that's a really good point. Remember that congressman that from Long Island, the Republican who ran against Hillary Clinton? I think his name was Rick Lazio in 2000. And he just asked her to sign a pledge saying that she wouldn't take any dirty money. And, of course, for the Clintons, there's nothing else but dirty money. So he approached her at a debate with a piece of paper and a pen so that she could sign the pledge that he had signed. And, of course he was treated like he was Bob Packwood. And, of course, Bob Packwood was treated a lot worse than, Epstein or Weinstein or Lauer or Charlie Rose or any of the beautiful people who made a career out of harassing women. 844-500-4242. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, I just want to say that I give Jim Psaki a point there. Okay, the presidents, they drive around less, that's true, but they fly around an awful lot. When are we going to get an electric Air Force One?
That's a good point. I mean, once it gets up into the air, there's a lot of headwinds up there. Look at birds, the way birds fly around. They don't have to flap their wings too often. They just float on the wings, right? So we could put a windmill up on the top of Air Force One, and that should handle it, shouldn't it?
I would hope so. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Al. 844-500-4242. 508. He gets smacked down, meaning Peter Ducey. He's trying, but he gets smacked down every time. She is outsmarting him. He needs to toughen up and grow a pair. I don't think she's outsmarting him. Are you convinced? I'm not convinced. I don't think anybody's convinced. He said it's just going to be temporary. Temporary has come. She circled back to temporary. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
603's got a great suggestion. How about an electric Marine One, the helicopter? He's always using that. Yeah. If solar power, wind power, electric power is so good, let's put it in the helicopter. 844-500-4242. How about Brandon's motorcade? 8 or 10 large SUVs. Why can't they be electric? People say that the Beast would be out of juice in about 20 minutes because it's so heavy. But if it's good enough for us, why isn't it good enough for Lunch Bucket Joe? Lunch Bucket Joe. By the way, there is a new variant. It's just breaking news. And I'm not making this up. This isn't the Babylon Bee. This is from a hospital review site. Deltacron. Five things to know about the newest coronavirus variant. All I need to know is it's BS. That's the only thing I need to know. Deltacron. It has another name too. Delta Micron. Or Deltacron, a combination of Delta and Omicron. Oh, okay. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Not OBS, huh? Listen, I want to ask you a question. I'm here West Caldwell, New Jersey.
Yes.
The gasoline is $5.19. What the hell going on? 5.19.
You're three or four days ahead of most of the rest of America, Mr. Garcia. You're in the future. The rest of us, it's going to take till Sunday, maybe, or even Monday to get up to 519.
I feel sad, Harry Carr. You have to pay maybe $7. Maybe you have to find a part-time job for be a stripper, and maybe Nancy Pelosi. I will call Nancy Pelosi to see you stripping down. And hopefully Nancy and Maxine Waller can come and see you dancing. That'd be wonderful.
Mr. Garcia, I have some news for you. You know, Worth Avenue is the very expensive place in Palm Beach. Like, it's like the Rodeo Drive of Palm Beach. They have this store where they have these designer pocketbooks, and there were two smash and grabs right before Christmas. They stole over $1 million worth of purses. They arrested a person. Do you know where the person was from, Mr. Garcia?
Where? What am I?
Orange, New Jersey. Are you familiar with Orange, New Jersey?
Orange, New Jersey is about 10, 15 men in Newark.
Yeah, I know. Why are they coming down to our neck of the woods to steal these purses? Why don't they steal the designer purse place in Newark? Don't you have places where they have $100,000 purses for sale in the windows in Newark?
It's a fake purse. It's a China purse.
Thanks for the. I was waiting to ask Mr. Garcia about that. Orange, New Jersey is where the woman's from. And, you know, they found out who she was, and the Palm Beach police said, you better turn yourself in. And she said, I'm going to have you call my lawyer. Guess what? Her lawyer, can you imagine, was a public defender. She's charged with stealing $1 million worth of purses, and she's got a public defender. I know you're shocked. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Wow, Howie, it's hard following Mr. Garcia there. Thanks, bro. But anyway, I got a question for you. I'm just wondering, popped into my head today. Does Jen Psaki, do you think she ever gets tired of lying? I mean,
no. I think it's a good career move for her. She's gonna get a huge job. She's the next Don Lamone. She's the next Chris Cuomo. They pay very well for their liars. Look at the Joe Scarborough. He used to be a jackleg lawyer in Pensacola, Florida. Now he's making $5-6 million a year living in Jupiter. I'm Howie Carr.